Cape Talk.
The U.S. Report with Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan, New York. Good morning to you, Adrian. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, Abs. I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm so, you know, I'm elated. There's we have a story. We have someone here in South Africa called Mr. Shabir Sheikh. Now, Mr. Shabir Sheikh was released from prison because he had a terminal disease that was going to kill him in a very short while. But he's been with us for a couple of years. And, yeah, but he's, I don't know if we can call it his ghost now because he didn't die technically. But so he's back now to haunt those that released him. Or actually, it may happen and it may not happen. Okay, but I'm not going to bore you with South African news right now. We're taking a look at what's happening on your side of the world. And what's the latest when it comes to Trump?
Well, Trump has tossed the Iran agreement. So he didn't kill it entirely, as he had promised. But on Friday, President Donald Trump announced that he would refuse to recertify the international Iran nuclear deal to limit the rogue regime's nuclear power. His act triggers a review by Congress, which could simply repurpose the sanctions, but the Trump administration is urging lawmakers to establish conditions that would allow continued U.S. participation, such as halting missile development and aid to militant groups. So Iran has said it won't renegotiate, and the leaders of Europe's superpowers have declared their backing for the deal, saying it is in our shared national security interest. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, of course, praised Trump for his, quote, courageous decision, unquote, not to recertify the deal. So here is a clip for you of Trump's thoughts on the matter.
Apparently, we just don't have that ready yet. It's a bit, it's fighting us a bit to play that. But we can try.
That's fine.
We can try and play that later on. Okay, apparently it's fine now.
Has already begun the work to address these problems. Key House and Senate leaders are drafting legislation that would amend the Iran Nuclear Agreement Review Act to strengthen enforcement, prevent Iran from developing an internet, this is so totally important, an intercontinental ballistic missile, and make all restrictions on Iran's nuclear activity permanent under U.S. law. So important. I support these initiatives. However, in the event we are not able to reach a solution working with Congress and our allies, then the agreement will be terminated. It is under continuous review, and our participation can be canceled by me as president at any time.
And he's still taking an aim at Obamacare, isn't he?
Friday was quite a day, Abs, in the news. So in what many see as leverage to force Congress to replace Obamacare, yet again, Trump on Friday issued an executive order that would halt $7 billion in federal subsidies for insurers that help millions of low-income consumers afford health care. So earlier he had ordered expanded access to less comprehensive health plans. But while Trump called the subsidies for health insurance to the poor illegal, he reportedly said that they could continue if a deal is struck in Congress. So Democrats described the moves as sabotage, increasing the potential for a government shutdown in December and making the issue central in next year's midterm election. So next year, the Congress and half of the Senate gets reelected or up for reelection. So the move also to end insurer subsidies could propel premiums an average of 20% higher next year for those who purchase insurance on the individual market. That is, those in America whose insurance is not provided by their employer. And that's very problematic for the U.S. as many individuals are now independent contractors and are not provided insurance by their employers, which is the U.S. system.
And also just looking at the United States with their relations with Israel, it seems they stand together no matter what.
Yeah, so the U.S. has withdrawn from a U.N. organ, or it will has withdrawn from the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, which is known primarily for its World Heritage Program, but also is involved in a host of other pursuits, such as global peace building and education. So Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel called the Trump administration's decision brave and moral and has decided to withdraw too. The U.S. stopped funding UNESCO in 2011. We owe more than $500 million in unpaid dues. And we did it over UNESCO's recognition of Palestine, which was vaulted into a U.N. non-member observer state without voting rights. So we, you know, we are banding together over the Palestinian recognition in the United Nations. So UNESCO was the first organization of the U.N. to recognize Palestine, which led to the U.N. General Assembly to recognize it as a whole. So that is another sort of step we're taking.
29 minutes past four. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. We are chatting to Adrian Bruni, who's giving us the United States report, taking a look at stories that are taking place or headlines, making headlines in the United States. And one of those stories, Adrian, is that DeAndre Harris is out on bail.
Yes, but he has been charged for Charlottesville rioting. So in a widely shared video of a Charlottesville white supremacist rally on the 12th of August, DeAndre Harris was shown being beaten and kicked by a group of white attackers. Now police have charged Harris, a magistrate has charged Harris, who suffered a spinal injury and a head laceration that required 10 stitches, with unlawful wounding on the word of Harold Ray, who is chairman of a neo-Confederate hate group who is involved in the beating. Now, Harris, who is now out on bail, who is the victim of the beating, has no criminal record and could face 5 years in prison and a $2,500 fine. Now, Charlottesville police were conducting their own investigation into Cruz's allegation, but in Virginia, alleged crime victims can go straight to magistrates for arrest warrants after they've filed police reports. So they don't need a DA or a prosecutor to get involved. They can just go straight to the judge, and the judge can issue their arrest warrant, which is what happened in Charlottesville over this crime.
Have the people that were attacking him been arrested or charged?
Two other men involved in the crime or in the beating were arrested. I'm not sure if what have they have been charged with. So it's but activists in Charlottesville are sort of outraged over the fact that this man was arrested for attacking the white supremacist. So.
All right, Adrian, thank you so much for joining us once again on the show this morning. And yeah, interesting times we live in. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Good morning to you. We chat again on Wednesday.
Sounds great. I was looking forward to it.
Thank you so much.